Welcome to another Music Minute with the Eagle.
Hey, Aaron Maples, the Eagle.
It's time for another Music Minute, and today it looks like it's a win for the pop stars.
Yes, and for Nickelodeon. Today's Music Minute is dedicated to Ariana Grande.
That voice, let's talk about it.
Well, her voice is actually something special. She reaches a 4-octave vocal range, and one of her signatures is the use of the whistle register.
Wow, that's high.
Definitely a high note. Just like how she started her career by appearing on Broadway in the musical 13, then rose to prominence for her performance as Cat Valentine in the Nickelodeon TV series, Victorious, and its spinoff, Sam and Cat.
So much talent in such a little person. How's her career taken off since then?
Well, she has won the Grammy Award for Best Pop Vocal Album for her album Sweetener in 2018, and her album Thank You Next garnered 2 Billboard Hot 100 number one songs with its title track and 7 rings. It made Grande the first solo artist to simultaneously occupy the top 3 positions on the chart along with Break Up With Your Girlfriend, I'm Bored.
Seems like the charts were hers.
Well, she did break the record for the most number one debuts in Hot 100 history before taking a musical hiatus.
Hiatus? What came of that?
Well, after taking a break, she ventured into dance music on her 7th album, Eternal Sunshine, which produced number one singles Yes and We Can't Be Friends. She has sold over 90 million records worldwide and 131 million certified units in the U.S.
Wow, her records were flying off the shelves.
That is an understatement. All of her albums are certified platinum or higher, and she has over 98 billion streams globally and was the most streamed female act of 2021 and the most streamed of the 2010s on Spotify and Apple Music.
It seems like pop star isn't the right word for her anymore.
Yeah, I think you're right. At this point, she's a pop icon. That was another Music Minute with the Eagle.